Welcome to the South Coast Botanic Garden Update. Even though the days are still hot in the garden, the early morning has just a hint of crispness to the air. Join the garden or get some tickets at southcoastbotanicgarden.org. And please, if you're not yet COVID-19 vaccinated, the CDC recommends you wear a mask in public. Walking past Palm Circle and heading toward the children's gardens, it seems that the whole blue spectrum of the color wheel is represented in blooming plants right now. The side entrance of the children's garden has a lovely display of sage and deep blue salvia to beckon you in, with a blooming datura or Jimson weed to the left. An interesting plant, as it does have some medicinal uses. However, it is also known as devil's trumpet, and if left to grow in grazing lands, can poison livestock that graze on it, or chickens if they eat the seeds. At the bend in the path is the still lovely lavender chiffon Rose of Sharon, a truly lovely double flower. However, if you can resist this pathway and walk ahead, you'll see a lovely blue Barlaria obtuse or crested Philippine violet to your left as you approach the children's garden main entry arch. The arch is covered in lovely purple-flowered snail vine and flanked by a madly blooming tapeworm bush. The tapeworm, or ribbon bush, is a native to the Solomon Islands and will grow to 6 or 10 feet tall. If unsupported, it may just droop over and spread along the ground. It's not too picky about growing environment, so it's a fun specimen plant for your garden. After passing through the arch, you'll notice the purpley-blue flowers of the giant salvia, a wonderful perennial that, if cut back each year, will return each spring with a new flush of growth. Detouring towards the demonstration garden beds, as you turn the corner toward the vegetable gardens, you will see a huge staghorn fern to your right. This plant is hanging on the side of what used to be a large shade house, and just in front of it is the most vibrant red hibiscus in the garden. Since it is in the shade here, it doesn't bloom prolifically like the other hibiscus in the garden. However, it is the most red of red blooms in the garden. You can find a cousin to this plant in the border of the lower meadow that faces the cactus garden. This is the lovely Turk's Cap hibiscus or Turk's Cap mallow. This is a fast-growing perennial shrub that is almost always in bloom, but the blooms always look like they are just about to open. Next to the Turk's Cap is a really gnarly example of an olive tree that is heavy with fruit right now. However, don't get the anapaesto played out just yet. Olives have to be cured before they are tasty to eat. If you walk along the aloe and agave garden, you may be lucky enough to catch some butterflies on the sea squills just now, as this is the season when the garden is loaded with butterflies. Just past the sea squills and up the hillside is a beautiful Queen of the Night Ceres cactus blooming. While it is the same with many cactus flowers, this blooms at night, and by the end of the following day, the bloom has faded. Something not to be missed right now is in the rare fruit orchard. If you have noticed the big green flying beetles that we call June bugs in the garden, take a close look at the fig tree. You may get a glimpse of the fig-eating beetle, which is a close cousin to the June bug, but you can't really tell the difference, and they will eat a variety of ripe or decaying fruit. There's not much garden damage done by the adult beetles. However, if you have them in your yard, beware. The larvae live in the soil for 9 months and can do major damage to your lawn if you still have one. We hope you enjoy your visit to the garden. Please check back with us to get current updates.